Number one.
Okay. That's it. House, please come back to order. Question is, shall the House return Senate Bill 226 to second reading for the purposes of adopting Amendment Number 1? Motion requires 21 votes. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk, please announce final total.
17 yeas, 23 nays.
The motion to return the bill to second reading is not adopted. Question is, shall Senate Bill 226 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change his vote? Representative Swanson? From no to yes?
Yeah.
Representative Lovseth? Any other member wish to change his vote? Clerk, please announce final total.
26 yeas, 14 nays.
So Senate Bill 226 is passed the House. Representative Miller?
Speaker, I don't have a bill in front of me. Is there an effective date on there?
Yes.
Right. Representative Miller?
Lacking 27 votes, I'll move adoption of the effective date clause.
Question is, shall the effective date clause be adopted in Senate Bill 226. Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk, please announce final total.
36 yeas, 4 nays.
So the effective date clause is adopted on Senate Bill 226. Representative Miller.
Speaker, before adjourn tonight, it's been a long night. We have two concurrences, or in one case, perhaps lack thereof, that we can handle, and then we'll be through for this evening. The other body did pass House Bill 192, a Supplemental Appropriation Department of Natural Resources. This is the Ketchumack Bay buyback bill. The Senate did pass this in the same form we did, except that additional leases were incorporated into it. The recommendation is, Mr. Speaker, that we do concur. Therefore, I'll move and ask unanimous consent, or not unanimous consent, I'll move, Mr. Speaker, that this body concur in the Senate amendments, namely Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 192 Finance, with the new title, and ask the members to vote yes.
Clerk, please read the bill by title.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 192 Finance by the Finance Committee, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for repurchase of certain oil and gas leases in Ketchumack Bay, pursuant to Chapter 113 SLA 1976 and providing for an effective date.
Question is, shall the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 192? Representative Nackack.
Mr. Speaker, I believe I don't have the bill. I couldn't find it. It's short by $500. Mr. Speaker, what I'm reading here is the unless I've read wrong, there's an appropriation of $14,551, and this Lorna Call on line 18 has $36,500, and she might be short a little bit.
Yeah, he's right.
Mr. Speaker, that's what the governor's contingency fund is for.
Representative Anderson?
I don't like this bill at all, but if you're going to shortchange anyone, might as well make it Chevron.
Question is, shall the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 192, namely Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill number 192. Under our procedures that we've adopted during this session, we take roll call votes on pre-conference, conference reports, and concurrences with the other House. We will have a roll call vote. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Representative Phillips, would you please indicate your vote? Please indicate your vote so that I can check the roll. Is it a yes or a no? Representative Akers?
It is yea.
Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk, please announce final total.
29 yeas, 11 nays.
So the House has concurred in the Senate amendments to House Bill number 192. Clerk will please notify the Senate. Representative Miller?
Speaker, we also have House Bill 147, which is passed by the Senate. As Representative Rudd indicated, the Senate did pass this bill, but they loaded on some additional legislation that this body has not even had the opportunity to consider. Therefore,
Representative Miller, we have not yet read in the message from the Senate on House Bill 147. There's no objection. The clerk, please read the message from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, the Senate has passed committee substitute for House Bill number 147, amended construction of public projects by state agencies, with the following amendment. Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill number 147, labor and management amended Senate, relating to public contracts and to the construction of public projects, and transmitting same for consideration.
Representative Miller?
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, as I indicated, the recommendation from Representative Rudd was that we do not concur, that we instead go to a conference committee, or perhaps the other body will recede from their amendments. In any case, Mr. Speaker, I will move that this body concur in the Senate amendments to committee substitute for House Bill 157, namely Senate committee substitute for House Bill number 157, but I'll ask the members to vote no.
Clerk, please read the bill by title.
Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill number 147, Labor and Management amended Senate, by the Labor and Management Committee, an act relating to public contracts and to the construction of public projects.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Rudd.
I think that the majority leader said Senate bill or House Bill 157, so I just wanted to make sure that it's clear that this is House Bill 147.
It's amended.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Eliason.
I don't know how many people has this bill in front of them, but I don't know what we're talking about. I wonder if Mrs. Webb just give us a brief rundown.
I'm sorry, I don't have either the original bill or what the Senate did to it. The original bill passed the House. What it did was to bring the Department of Highways into the present law, which requires that any public works constructed within a municipality be reviewed by the municipality and be in conformance with any general plan or zoning plan or anything of that nature that the municipality has in force. At least in Anchorage, we've had a problem with the Department of Highways laying out a right-of-way and so on that doesn't really conform to the use of the land. And particularly, they've had trouble with highway right-of-ways cutting into lots and so on and making non-conforming lots. So that was what the original bill did, and it passed the House. It's now passed the Senate, but they tacked on what I believe is Senate Bill 40, which, to my way of thinking at least, is a very broad stretching of the idea that one subject should be covered in one law, in one bill. The Senate Bill 40 has to do with local hire for municipalities and the state for preliminary surveys, public consultant contracts, engineers, and that sort of thing. It requires Alaskans be hired for those positions and puts in a percentage of the number of Alaskans that can work on various contracts and so on, which, you know, may be acceptable. It's just that this House hasn't reviewed that, and I think it ought to have a hearing in both houses before it's passed by the legislature.
Further discussion. Ready for the question. Question is, shall the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 147? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk, please announce final total.
6 yeas, 33 nays, 1 excused.
So the House has failed to concur in the Senate amendments, House Bill 147. The clerk so notify the Senate. In the event that the Senate fails to recede from its amendments, appoint a conference committee to meet with a like committee from the Senate consisting of Representative Rudd, Chairman, Representative Anderson, Representative Rode. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll pause in case anybody wants to make any announcements and then place an adjournment.
From right to left, Representative Urien.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Carpenter be excused from the call of the House May 29, 30, and 31.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. The member will be excused and the dates indicated. Representative Freeman.
We have a brief at ease.
Will the House please stand at ease? Hearing no objection, revert to messages from the Senate. Is the clerk of any messages from the Senate?
Mr. Speaker, the Senate has passed committee substitute for House Bill Number 2 amended, authorizing state land to be made available as home sites with the following amendment. Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill Number 2, Resources, amended Senate, and transmitting same for consideration. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I didn't even check with you on this, but it's occurred to me Mr. Freeman has indicated that the amendments that were made by the Senate were very acceptable to the House position. If anybody member wants to wait, I'll withdraw this motion, but otherwise might as well just get it out of the way right now. And so I'll ask, Mr. Speaker, that this body concur in the House amendments to House Bill 2.
The clerk please read the bill by title.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 2, Resources, amended Senate by the Resources Committee. An act authorizing state land to be made available as home sites.
The question is, shall the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk, please announce final total.
37 yeas, no nays, 3 excused.
So the House has concurred in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2. Clerk will please notify the Senate. Are there any further messages from the Senate?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Communications.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Resources has had Senate Concurrent Resolution 67 annulling a certain administrative regulation adopted by the Department of Natural Resources pertaining to permits for miscellaneous use of state land under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Mr. Osterbach, Chairman, concurred in by Osterbach, Malone, Urien, Eliason, Snyder, Akers, and Bennett. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 67 has no further referral. The Committee on Resources has had Senate Joint Resolution 21, urging the Secretary of State in Law of the Sea Conferences and Convention Renegotiations to recognize no historic foreign interests in Alaska salmon under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Osterbach, Chairman, concurred in by Akers, Miller, Osterbach, Malone, Urien, and Eliason. Senate Joint Resolution Number 21 has no further referral. The Committee on State Affairs has had Senate Bill 114 amended relating to public works under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, Miles, Nakak, Lathine, Dankworth, McKinnon, and Kelly. Senate Bill 114 amended has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had Senate Bill 118, a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Administration, under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 118 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Buchholz, Swanson, Meekins, Haugen, Rode, Freeman, and Cooper. Senate Bill 118 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had committee substitute for Senate Bill 148, Domestic Relations, changing Rule 26B2-3, Rules of Criminal Procedure, and Rule 67B, Rules of Civil Procedure, under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 148 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Buchholz, Haugen, Rode, Swanson, and Cooper. Having no recommendation, Meekins and Freeman. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 148 amended has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had Senate Bill 338 relating to the Tourism Revolving Fund under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 338 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Freeman, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Rode, Guy, Duncan, Meekins, and Swanson. Senate Bill 338 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of resolutions?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of House bills.
House Bill Number 551 by Malone, an act making a special appropriation
Clerk,
to the...
Clerk, please. House, please stand.
I serve notice of reconsideration on Senate Bill 252.
Clerk, please note Representative McKinnon's notice of reconsideration of his vote on Senate Bill 252. Representative Gardner?
Are we under announcements?
We're under unfinished business. Is there further unfinished business to come before the House at this time? Special orders. Announcements, committee meetings. Representative Gardner?
Mr. Speaker, the Free Conference Committee on House Bill 423 dealing with pipeline destruction will be meeting in my committee room at 9:45 tomorrow morning.
Representative Duncan?
Mr. Speaker, the Budget and Audit Committee will meet at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning in the Finance Room.
Representative Brown?
Speaker, I believe this announcement was made in my absence earlier, but to make sure, the Labor Management Committee will be meeting at noon tomorrow or shortly after we break for lunch in the committee room for a short meeting to consider committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 300, an act relating to the granting of employment preference to handicapped persons in the State Personnel Act. And, Mr. Speaker, sometime tomorrow to be posted on the blackboard out there by the clerk's office, the Free Conference Committee on House Bill 42 relating to the defrauding of taxi cabs will be meeting.
Representative Cotton.
I just overheard Mr. Greening say that defrauding of taxi cab drivers was the first bill that we passed this year. Free Conference Committee on Senate Bill, House Bill 89 will meet tomorrow at noon in House Hess.
Further announcements. Further business to come before the House. Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent this body to stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Hearing no objection, the House is adjourned.